Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, but reaching listeners in any country in the world. Discover what the world has to say by the click of a button. You could circle the world, circle the universe, and find out the feelings, the depth of emotions, the wherewithal, how people are living their lives. Are they living their life with love? Or are they living their life the love of hate? Today's show is how we write about love. But I'm going to add another dimension. How we feel about love. Give me a moment. I usually look it up. And I think I've done it before, but let's just look up F-G-H-I-J-K-I-J, love. Loathe, hating, reluctant. L-O-V-E, a strong affection. Warm attachment. Beloved person. Feeling affection for. Are you lovable? Are you a lover? Are you lovingly? Are you lovelorn, deprived of love or of a lover? And lovely, beautiful, loveliness. I don't know. I've been picking up the paper, reading the paper, having to listen to the news because it's my job. I have to find out what's going on, keep my pulse on what's happening in the world. And I'm just not seeing too much love out there. What university was it where they were chanting racial slurs? Oh, the murders. When I picked up the paper today, it was just overwhelming. I had to put it down. A little 9-month-old baby is dead. And of course, that's local. Others have been shot. What's going on? What part of the country do you live in? The call-in number is 347-637-3789. Let your voice be heard. What is happening? And Mother Earth is so unhappy. So unhappy. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Join the consortium. When you become part of the consortium on radio under my umbrella, I want you to think of it as a learning curve. It's all about you. Oh, yes, it's getting your product or your purpose out there. But more important, it's a learning curve. Radio is a strong... Oh, my goodness. Excuse me, strong communicator reaching out with frequency. And Blog Talk Radio is a powerful marketing tool. Now, I'm going to keep promoting it more and more and more because it's so affordable. It's a process about you, the evolution of who you are, what you are, and where are you going. And you'll find out when you join Live with Kathy, the consortium. It's a 10-week commitment. You call me at 847-882-8717. Or you could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Or write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. Now be sure and check out my websites, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com and SimplyAgeless.net. Let's see what you're all about. Because you truly haven't loved yourself enough. You've listened to all of the naysayers, the toxic people, toxic negative thinking. You've listened to the dream stealers that, well, if they didn't get their dream, if things didn't happen their way in a timely manner, they were going to make sure that you don't make your dream either. You don't have to talk to anyone about this unless you want to. We could do a conference call. I could do a webinar on it. But here's the deal. I know that deep within you that's been suppressed is a dream that you love. And you want to expose it. You want to share it with the world. But you're afraid. Fear is debilitating. Thank goodness that all our Einsteins and Picassos and all of our medical scientists that stepped out of their comfort zone and said, I'm going to find a cure. And they did. They live their life, their gospel, according to theirs, not someone else's. And unfortunately, that's what's happening. I see it all the time. Why do you care what other people think about you? What you think of me is none of my business. And you see, I only thought you were a little bit antagonistic, rude, insensitive. I only thought that until you opened your mouth and removed all doubt. 10 weeks, you get in touch with me and let's find out what you have. Does it resonate with the world? Is it going to make a difference? Is it going to make a difference in your life? And the people's lives that you touch? What is the love that keeps dancing in your heart? It's like that fire in the belly desire to make a difference. And you could do it. Now, I work with you on your commercial, and then within the 10 weeks, you get a half-hour show. It's all yours. No commercials, no nothing. You get to tell your story. And then you get to listen to it because it's archived. You email the link to your email database and ask them to forward it to their email database, and so on and so on and so on. Within minutes, your radio debut has circled the world. And now you could boast that you are the host of your own talk radio show. So affordable. If you were to go to a radio station right now, they would probably charge you thousands of dollars. Nowhere even near it. Nowhere even near it. And there are three ways that you could get on board. But I don't discuss that on the air. I discuss that only with the people that are interested, that have shown me interest, and that are really enthusiastic about wanting to make a change in their life. And the only way that's going to happen is if you change your thinking. And it doesn't have to be quantum leaps. The Japanese say take baby steps. So look at your life today, the love of your life. What is it that you truly love about your life today? And what is it that maybe it needs just a little bit of tweaking? And it can be done. You see, the reason why I don't want you to do it, you know, at the first of the year, everyone is so excited. Man, I'm going to resolve to do this, da 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 da. Well, we're into the third month. Are you still embracing your resolutions? I don't think so. Nada. Mm-mm. Because you took too many of them. You can't. Because you've already habits. Habits form our lives. And choices form our habits. They either come back to embrace you or bite you in the butt. So don't say that, I am going to resolve to change 10 things today. Heavens no. Get your pen and pad out. And by the way, pick up the mirror and tell yourself how marvelous you are. And you're awesome. We want to uncover and discover the authentic you. So look at your life quietly. Be mindful about it. Sit quietly after the show. Or if something pops up right away, I'm going to smile at everyone that I see today. I'm going to send a loving thought to the person I least like the best. In Buddha, the fourth prayer, what I wish for myself, I wish for all mankind and the entire universe. Love can't happen until we all embrace it, until we all come together in oneness, in unity. There are over 6 million of us, and I see the golden pot. It's tarnished. There is so much hate in the world. And did you ever wonder, what is the love of hate? And I'm going to ISIS. I'm going international now. In the name of Allah? Oh, come on. But you know, unfortunately, this has been inbred in them hundreds and hundreds of years. Hate, 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 hate. Hate will kill you. Premature aging. Hate and anger releases toxins into your body. And even if you know how to neutralize the toxins in your body by vitamins, it's all for naught if you have hate in your heart. Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. And oh man, do we ever need it now? You cannot pick up the paper. And of course I have to. And you do know that the first hour is the rudder of the day. And I want you to get up an hour before you tune in to me. And just sit quietly and plan your day. You're the Picasso, you're the Michelangelo. You are the artist of your life. No blame, nothing, uh-uh. You make the ultimate decision. What is it? How have you designed your life? If you listen to yesterday's show, Dream On, no one is responsible for your life but you. Ultimately, you make that decision. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Can you be joy? Can you be in joy now? In gratitude? Be happy. Feel good now. Life is not a dress rehearsal. There are no do-overs. Share with me, what are you doing with your life? 347-637-3789. And come, be part of the Kathy Watson Consortium. It will be worth the modest investment. And so many people, my mastermind group, you see, I surround myself with mastermind people because I can't do it all. I can't be all. I am only one. But I am one. I cannot do everything, but I can do something. What I can do, I will do. And see, what I can do, I have the ability to help you grow, to step out of the valley and traverse the abyss that you're so afraid of to get you to the top of the mountain. I'll walk alongside of you, not in front or behind, alongside of you. And take your hand, and together we will reach the mountaintop. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Block Talk Radio. And today's topic is how we write about love. And the call-in number is 347-637-3789. So let's go to local. Chicago is a little bit crazy with their sports. You do know that Derrick Rose, he's had some health issues. And the fans created a shrine to him getting better. I don't know about you, but I find that a little bit over the top. If you're going to create a shrine to the people of the world that we all come together. Can someone explain to me this obsession? Four to six weeks is for the average person who is not going to play professional basketball. He had, what did he have? Oh, his surgery on his knee or whatever. We know that as bad as Rose wants to play, he's going to get out there when he feels his body is able to help us. It's crazy how every injury is 4 to 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks. It's a timetable. You have to listen to your body. But I'm just a little convoluted about the shrine. Flowers and prayers and say it for the world. Say it for our world. If there is to be peace, it's going to begin with each individual. It must begin with me. Begin with you, which every single one of us. All right, so now you're probably all wondering about the Bears. I was speechless when I found out how much Jay Cutler was being paid. So he's back. With nowhere else to turn, Bears prepared to bring Cutler back for better or worse. We just get Jay, folks. Jay Cutler won't ever live up to the superstar hype, but perhaps he can do less to make the Bears lose in 2015. So I'm quoting Rick Tedlander, Chicago Sun-Times. Cutler's the man again, so let's hope he can offer something useful. I can't imagine the money. Millions and millions and millions of dollars are these players are making. They're billion-dollar entities. You know, food, the ball, golf, you name it, basketball. Pretty girl, envelope please. Presenting your Bears quarterback for 2015, ta-da! Jay Cutler. Sorry. You expected Johnny Unitas? Marcus Mariota? Yes, the Bears have a new coach, an offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach, and blabbering star wide receiver. Brandon Marshall has just been sent to the New York Jets, and he was a valuable player on the team. But some things can't change just because we want them to. Cutler has been a bear for 6 seasons. It's a near-mortal lock. He'll add at least a 7th to his resume. Now, this is how it goes. He has a contract that makes him almost untradeable this year. And more than that, what do you see that's better on the immediate horizon? If you rooted for another team and you're looking at free agent or even obtainable quarterbacks, Cutler would be about the best thing you'd see right now. Sorry, but it's a true fact. Once you've hacked through Chicago's general dislike for this fellow, you see some stunning offensive numbers, including almost 28,000 passing yards, almost 19,000 of those with the Bears. You see 129 passing touchdowns, including a career-best 28 last season. Yeah. There's plenty of other things you see, such as one playoff win in 9 career seasons. A career quarterback rating always in the middling 80s, except 2009 when it was a lousy 76.8. 44 interceptions the last 3 years, an incredible 52 sacks back in 2010. Getting benched for a game in 2014 for Jimmy Clausen. Yeah, you see that too. Cutler's career has been a disappointment in that it seemed to portend so much. That cannon arm, the athletic frame, the sharp, if blank to human contact mind, he'll turn 32. Not too old for an elite quarterback, but far too late for a mid-range one to change his spots. Again, this is not about what the dreamers want for the Bears. But it's what reality comes to when former general manager, Phil Emery signed Cutler to a superstar deal 2 years ago in the millions, millions, millions. It was a gamble that Cutler could put all the teases together and be the transcendent field general and brilliant offensive leader. He can't. Even I have watched him play. He can't. There is a consistency to his mistakes that would take a born identity, style, brainwash to erase. A quarterback is so much more than his arm. His athleticism, his brilliance. After the requisite skills are there, it is the intangibles that make all the difference. And if you're thinking getting a quarterback to not throw interceptions or not throw off his back foot is as simply as saying, hey, dumb, knock it off, well, you're a fool. I'm quoting Rick Tielander. I don't know what's going on with them. The Bears know this. They have to. And I'm certain they're crushed. That Cutler experiment has turned out to be a viral explosion in a Petri dish. But then again, what are our options? You want to train a rookie quarterback to be a star for the Bears? You want the whole rebuild pattern for the next, say, 3 years? A cup-style tank job built on hope and a prayer? Fine. But let me give you a couple of downsides to refresh your memory. Geno Smith of the Jets, Christian Ponder of the Minnesota Vikings, Vince Young, so on and so forth. Quarterback duds are a dime a dozen. Okay, $10 million a dozen. There just isn't anything better than keeping Cutler for another season and seeing what the hell happens and going from there. And what might happen at its best is that somebody says to Cutler, you don't have to win games, you just don't lose them. What is this obsession? You know, we enjoy sports. But what is this obsession? And it's not only Chicago. Mm. Thanks, Super Bowl champion, marginal quarterbacks Trent Dilfer and Brad Johnson. Those two are the exception to the rule that you need a great quarterback to get to the top. And there are a couple to add to the list if you want, but those men had either a great defense or the Hogs working the room for them. Oh, Jay's our guy, folks, for better or for worse. Seriously. How would any quarterback fare on a Bears team that has put the two worst defenses in franchise history on the field for the last two seasons? I'll answer that. Thank you, not well. Trade away the seventh pick in the draft to somebody who covets an offensive player for several lower picks and build a defense? Then let the incumbent, the known quantity Cutler, do whatever he can to do to help. Like it or not, that's the deal. And I kept saying there was a psychological aspect to this. Now imagine you're on the team and you're a player. Had this conversation with the sports authorities to the gym where I work out, Hoffman Estates Park District. And I said to John, who is extremely knowledgeable, I said, John, there's a psychology. The pay rate. Here's Cutler earning $122 million, allegedly, I don't know. And then you're a player on the field, maybe getting $500,000. Don't you think there's a big divide there? Don't you think it's something that they have to do to make it better? Don't you think it? You just kind of lose the luster? Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Let your voice be heard. 347-637-3789. Call, write, email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And you could call me at 847-882-8717. And let's talk about you making your debut on talk radio, that it reaches the world. Now, Hillary Clinton. Oh, man. Not the best picture of you, in opinion, on the SunTimes.com, page 31. Roger Simon. Hillary's addiction to secrecy, hard to explain. You know what? I believe in karma. What you put out there comes back. No debate. I don't know in whose time, but what you put out there comes back. So I'm quoting Roger Simon. Secrecy is to Hillary Clinton what sex was to Bill Clinton. She has to have it. She doesn't care if it's unwise. She doesn't care if it does more harm than good. And enjoyment doesn't enter into it. She has been secretive for much of her political life, which is one reason that many people still have no clear idea of who she really is. You know, it's a shame. There's much about Hillary to admire. But there's also much to look at and ask, who the hell does she think she is? Her current controversy, and there always seems to be a current controversy, involves her emails at Secretary of State. Instead of using an official government email account, as administration policies required, Hillary set up her own private email account, apparently, at her home in New York. Why did she do this? We don't know. Who actually set up the account? We don't know. Was the person who set it up an expert or a cybersecurity? We don't know that either. Hillary had to have been aware of the global threat of email hacking, identity theft, and other cybercrimes. She also had to have been aware that foreign governments and their agencies, such as the Chinese Army, have been implicated in such crimes, and she was not exactly Miss Nobody. She was the newly named United States Secretary of State. So what was her first action? She set up a private email account, hdr22@clintonemail.com, and then used it for all of her emails, official and unofficial. Gee, she's beginning to sound like Jay Cutler. HDR, as people figured out when the account was made public, probably stood for Hillary Diane Rodman, her maiden name. Why 22? One theory is that Hillary was 22 when she first met Bill. Oh. All of which would have taken the cyber experts at People's Liberation Army of China about 10 seconds to figure out, which means it could have used the next 10 seconds to figure out her password. Me? I'm guessing Hillary's password was password, which seems to be about the limit her tech savvy. And keep in mind, she used this account for every email she sent and received when she was Secretary of State. From 209 to 213. What makes them think that they're separate from other human beings? This elitist attitude, this narcissistic attitude, it's pathetic. Why, when she left office, she took all the emails with her as though they were her private property. Hey, all of you listening to me, does that make sense to you? If it does, your name is probably HDR22. You see, in Hillary's world, everyone is out to get her, which is why she surrounds herself with ultra-loyalists, people who believe, as she does, that she is entitled to special behavior and special treatment because she is a special victim. Hillary's inner circle was once called Hillary Land. It was known for two things: absolute allegiance and total secrecy. Even Hillary used the term every now and then while the West Wing had a tendency to leak. Hillary Land never did, she said. In reality, Hillary Land leaked all the time. But they were controlled leaks, the stories that Hillary's people wanted in the media. And there are also stories, however, that Hillary did not want in the media, and it was a major preoccupation of her staff to see that those stories never saw the light of day or got quickly dismissed if they were published. To Hillary and her people, setting up a private email account was just another way to control the news. If it was private, they had a better chance of keeping things secret, they figured. For them, this was the standard operating procedure. What was the big deal? Well, there are several big deals. And even though it was the New York Times that broke the email story, it was the Washington Post that wrote a real fire breather of an editorial about it March 4th. The editorial said Hillary's decision to exclusively use a private email account, well, secretary suggests she's made a deliberate decision to shield her messages from scrutiny. Then it asked a number of questions that Hillary has not yet deigned to answer. How secure was the private email? What was her motive? Did anyone ask why the Secretary of State was breaking an announced administration policy? Why did she not turn over the emails promptly, leaving office? Has she withheld anything? Oh, she's been object of partisan attacks in the past and reason to fear future. Such fears would have had ample basis, but they do not excuse a penchant for control and secrecy that she has exhibited before, and that remains a worrying attribute as Clinton possibly enters a presidential campaign. Oh, no, no, no. A penchant for control and secrecy, that's not exactly the campaign slogan she's been looking for. Feinstein said she needs to step up and come out and state exactly what the situation is. From this point on, the silence is going to hurt her. At some point in the past, Bill probably realized that his fooling around was going to hurt him, his family, and his country. But that didn't make it any easier for him to stop. You know what? It's the same thing with secrecy. After a while, you don't even realize it's an addiction. And is that who you want to run the country? America. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Love. Love changes everything. When I fall in love. Are you in love with love, or are you in love with hate, the love of hate? Are you in love with the love of resentment, jealousy, competition, comparing? Nat King Cole, when I fall in love, it will be forever. Or I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun. And your many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely. Or I'll never give my heart. How about you? Can you give your heart completely? And the moment I feel, and the moment I can feel that you feel that way too, is when I fall in love with you. Will it be forever? Time moves on, and so do we. 'Twas then we had to part that I came to realize your footprints lingered on my heart. And don't you love Elvis Presley? I can't help falling in love with you. Take my hand. Take my whole life too. What are you in love with? Are you in love with love? Do you love yourself? And remember, gals, no man is worth your tears, but if you find one that is, he won't make you cry. And hey, guys, no woman is worth breaking your heart, but if you find one that is, she won't break your heart. Ah. Listening to Live with Kathy. There ain't enough love in this world, I'm telling you. There just ain't enough love. Listening to Live with Kathy, Blog Talk Radio, sponsor-driven. I really think of it as my partners. Yeah, we work together, we walk together. I don't know all of you call to action. I told you earlier. You could be part of the consortium. All you have to do is get in touch with me. You see, I love helping other people get to the mountaintop. Because, you see, I was down in the valley. I had to traverse the abyss. And I'm grateful for all the help that I got. And I reached the mountaintop. But, you see, I'm still moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, new portals, new vistas to open, to explore, to discover. So be in touch with me and make your radio debut under the expertise of Kathy Watson. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Impact walks alongside, they're attached at the hip, with ironworkers. Find out more about Impact, www.impact-net.org. That's www.impact-net.org. And then log on to ironworkers.org. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn? Did you know that? You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. Ah, it brings joy to my heart to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics, revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. And then if you want to find out more about the history, get the CD, Ironworkers, What a Noble Profession, opening with Aaron Copland's bombastic fanfare to the common man, transitioning into Swan Lake Tchaikovsky's tribute to the athleticism, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan, years of arduous work and dedication. And yes, you have to qualify. www.ironworkers.org. Now, here's the difference. It is the Domperion of trades, the white collar. If you're accepted, you become an apprentice, and for 4 years, you're making money while you're learning, and your pension kicks into place, and it stays with you all the while that you're an ironworker. Now, on the flip of a coin, you could go to college. I love higher education. There's education all over the place. But are you going to waste the money? Hey, it's time to grow up. It's time not to waste money. And when you finish the 4 years, unless you're a trust fund baby, you've got tuition to pay. So, if you don't call, you'll never know. If you don't log on, you'll never know. So how could you say it's not for you if you don't know? Ironworkers.org. I love working out. I love challenging myself. Well, I am kind of obsessed with exercise. But it's part of my life. It isn't my whole life. It's very important in my life. Not only moving my body, but my brain too, because you do know that I memorize Shakespeare and all that. But a couple of weeks ago, I thought, oh, Kathy, challenge yourself. Come on. Even though you know the right knee needs a little bit tender love. Yeah, I did. Well, I'm paying for it. But it's okay. It's getting much better. And I love working out. Because this is where the guys and I get together. And the Silver Fox, we talk about sports, we talk about our exercise routine, Pepe and Simone and all of us. It's our family. Athleticism. And then there's a 50-plus club that I go to after I finish working out. And if you're bored and lonely, it is your own doing. It's your choice. You don't have to be. Contact your park districts, your senior centers, and libraries. Get back into life. Make a difference. Contribute. Log on heparks.org. And Rika Cuff does it. Par excellent. She is extraordinaire. Director of the 50 Plus Consortium. Ooh, we're almost 4 weeks away from the tax man cometh. Greg McIntyre is our CPA. He's awesome! Email him ahtax@ameritech.net. I don't know about you, but looks do matter to me, because when I look good, I feel good. If I feel good, I look good. You don't have to be a wrinkled old granny apple. Come on, if you listen to yesterday's show, look, it's archived. Log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on March 10th. Oh, Lance and Melissa, Alyssa, happy, happy anniversary. Enjoy your weekend. Love you both. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on its looks, on our looks. Oh, my secrets move over Ponce de Leon. And all of you experts, I acknowledge you. But I've spent 6 decades compiling, researching, developing, trial and error on how to look the very best you can for whatever age you are. Look, there ain't no way 50, 60, 70, 80, I don't care how much surgery you have, I don't care how you reconstruct, you ain't going to look 20, and why would you even want to? For the love of looking good. But you can do that the natural way. Get the book. Log on, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com or SimplyAgeless.net. Click on books, and don't forget to click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. The body and brain don't age. We do, for the love of life. Get the book. Stress, trauma, anger release toxins into our body. Learn how to neutralize it. Get the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. And do you want to be the CEO of your own company? What? Who said you need a college degree? I didn't have one at the age of 25. Was I smart enough? You bet I was. As I wanted. I wanted to build my business and stay home and raise my 3 little. Oh. The kids were so advanced. So advanced. And did you know my 3 children were? More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. Give me a call. Give me a holler. 847-882-8717. Look, scams. Oh, dear. Elder abuse. Domestic abuse. Con and scam artists. And what other one did I just cannot keep. Oh, the IRS. They want your money. I don't know. The National Clearinghouse on Abuse Later in Life and the American Bar Association Commission on Domestic and Sexual Violence have created a 5-part webinar series on abuse in later life. What's going on? When did we lose our ability to love? Domestic abuse is a violence. Call it what it really is. It's a crime. You need help. Illinois Domestic Abuse Hotline, 877-863-6338. The National Domestic Violence Hotline, 800-799-7233. If you're hearing this, call. You need help, you'll get it. Con and scam artists, they're pros at Sweet Talk. We lose $3 billion a year, but the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Thank you, ARP. The number is 800-646-2283. And the PSAs have been brought to you by People Who Care, Chuck Brazelton in Choices, the book. Log on to authorhouse.com, get the book. It's nonfiction. It may save your life. It may. It may change your life for the better. Rhea Schmidt, Who Am I? Where Am I Going? Read her incredible story. And my story through the years. In Memoriam, Bonnie Brooks, Lee Puttrick, and Bev Gosset. Be part of celebrities who bit the bullet, who said, I can't live this way anymore. I have to traverse the abyss to get to the top of the mountain. Listening to Live with Kathy, how you write about love, how do you feel about love? Oh, come on. And it all depends on how old you are. The young are anxious and hopeful, the middle-aged disillusioned. And older authors are just appreciative. What are you disillusioned about? It was your life. You know, there are health benefits of writing in a deeply personal way. Write it down. Get it out. But light a candle and then write down what you truly feel. I usually do that when I'm in an upset, and then I burn it. It's over and it's done with. It's gone. Whether it's an upset, unfulfilled expectations, disappointment, studies have shown that writing introspectively on a regular basis can lead to lower blood pressure, improved liver function. Well, that was news to me, too. The study revealed that those that wrote for short periods each day about their turbulent emotions, experiences, found that they were less stressful in a better emotional state to handle the challenge. Now, first and most basic, we do know that. How we write about love depends on how old you are. They're going to say, you know, what's in it for me? What am I supposed to do? And you know, we're calling out to college students. Hey, I'm inviting all of you to email me nationwide to open your heart and your laptops and write an essay that tells about what love is like for you today. Can you do that? Can you do that? If you have a personal story that illustrates the current state of love and relationships, send it to me. I'll put you on the air. No strings attached. In general, men write more cautiously about women than the other way around. Oh, we women bear our soul. Love stories are full of romantic delusion, idolizing love to an unhealthy degree. But in the accounts that we've seen, men and women delude themselves in opposite directions. A woman is more likely to believe her romantic ideal awaits somewhere in the future where her long-held fantasy becomes a flesh and blood reality. I want you to write about love and email it to me or mail it to me. When some people write about love, they can't find the right words to capture the intensity of their feelings. So they rely on stock terms that are best avoided. These included, but are not limited to, amazing, gorgeous, devastating, crush, smitten, soulmate, and electrifying. Popular phrases include, meet cute, heart pounded, heart melted, I'll always remember, I'll never forget, and reader, I married him. Then there is everyone's favorite stock word, regardless of subject. Literally, as in our date was literally electrifying. Could it be your soulmate? Could be the love of your life, the love of family, the love of your job, the love of living in 2015? Men and women may feel love similarly, but they write about it different. Men seem tinged by regret and nostalgia. Okay, guys, come on. I want you guys and gals to write a love story. Email it to KathyStudio@sbcglobal.net. I'll put you on the air. No strings attached. Men wish that previous relationships hadn't ended or romantic opportunities hadn't slipped away. They lament not having been more emotionally open with lovers, wives, parents, and children. Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till we give it away. Why can't you guys open up? Oh, here's cute. This is really cute. Now, first and most basic. The young overwhelmingly write with a mixture of anxiety and hope. Those in middle life are often more driven to their keyboards by feelings of malaise and disillusionment. Their stories ask, is this really what it is for me? And older people almost always write from a place of appreciation, regardless of how difficult things may be. Their message, all things considered, I feel pretty lucky. In writing about love, the story of how we met looms large, because a lot of us believe, validly or not, that a good meeting story bodes well for the relationship. What do we consider to be a good meeting story when it involves chance more than effort? You get bonus points if the chance encounter suggests compatibility, like mistakenly reeling off each other's shopping carts at Whole Foods because your items had so much overlap you got the carts mixed up. You what? I get these beats all the time. You like super grains too? Pretty soon it's time to get a room. Oh, come on. It seems the harder we work at finding love, the more prone we are to second-guessing the results. High-volume online daters worry about this, along with those who routinely attend single events. So, what do I want? I want you to send me a letter of what love means to you. It doesn't matter your gender. It doesn't matter your choices. What does love mean to you? Because when you find the right words about love, you will have a simply electrifying romance that you will never forget. And you'll always remember. Until tomorrow, make it a great day. Au revoir.